Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Several dozen people turned up at last night's Grand Rapids City Commission meeting asking for changes in police protocol. Their demand came after police held a group of young unarmed black teens at gunpoint last month. Police were responding to a tip that one of the boys had a gun, but there was no gun. The police chief says he has apologized to the boys and their parents, but he insists police followed proper protocol. Chandrika Moore's son was in the group.
What if one of our babies had made the wrong move and they wouldn't be here with us tonight? Would you be okay with saying that it's proper protocol then?
Allison Kohlberg is executive director of the MICA Center. It's a faith-based justice organization. Allison, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Cynthia. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Allison, you've seen the police body cam footage. So we're talking about five kids aged just 12 to 14 years old?
Yes, that's right.
And what happened when they were stopped?
The police officer whose camera that we watched first got out of the car with his gun pulled, pointed at the young boys and told them to get on the ground. So all the five boys, you know, laid face down on the ground as they were ordered by the police. They really behaved themselves incredibly well throughout this whole situation and should be commended for that. The boys were then asked over the course of the next 10 or 15 minutes, I believe, to stand up one by one and walk backwards to another set of about five police cars where more guns were pointed at them from additional police officers. Stand up, hands behind their head, walk backwards where they were patted down to be checked for weapons. Two of the boys who, quote unquote, fit the description of the person who was supposed to have the gun were handcuffed as well and left in handcuffs actually after being patted down and after it was discovered that they had no weapon. All the boys were put in the back of police cars and waited there until the person who had tipped off the police about the supposed firearm came and confirmed that none of these were the boys that he had seen, supposedly, and the boys were released to their parents.
Certainly, from the sound of Chandrika Moore, there are a lot of very, very deeply felt emotions in the families about this.
Absolutely, and it was quite awful just to watch. I can't imagine what the boys were experiencing. I can't imagine what the mothers were experiencing. And when one of the mothers comes to the scene, you can see she's extremely distraught. She's terrified that her young black son is in an encounter with the police because we've seen this go wrong even when people are unarmed and innocent across the country. And so You can see the fear, you can feel the fear, the terror really that she's experiencing, fearing that her son might already be dead or could end up dead soon if he makes the wrong move, like Chandrika said in that video. And so, you know, in the video, one of the boys, when he gets down on the ground, starts to cry pretty loudly. And you can hear one of his friends say to him, "It's okay, bro, you're not going to die." You know, and his friend doesn't even have to ask him why he's crying. He knows that this boy is afraid that in this encounter with the police, he could die, even though he's unarmed and innocent.
A parent of one of the boys said at last night's commission meeting that relationships between Grand Rapids police and minority communities are, in his words, at a boiling point. What is your view?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, I'm not a member of the black community.
Mm-hmm.
So what I can say is that at the commission meeting last night, what I heard absolutely backs up what he said. Many people said this has been happening for years and years and years. We've had conversation after conversation about even cases in this country where people have died. You know, the conversations have been happening. What's lacking now is actual actions to create change that creates an environment where the community actually feels like they can trust the police, like the police are treating everyone equitably and view everybody as equally valuable and equally human. And that is what seems to be not happening. Well, that's what's not happening right now.
So what do you think last night's city commission meeting with people, you know, sharing their views and telling these stories, how will that help to break this cycle of mistrust? Did you hear anything from city officials?
We heard one of the commissioners say that we need to take action. We need to see change. This is past due for all intents and purposes. But generally, there wasn't a strong response from the city commission. You know, the community wants to know, we want to know, where do the commissioners stand? We didn't really hear that from anyone. We do want to know, where do the commissioners stand on this incident, on what needs to happen because of it, and on what the next steps need to be. Mayor Bliss said she assures the community that we're in this together and that we have work to do. And I think we've heard lots of promises, lots of great words about how the community needs change. What we're not seeing is action. And so, for example, there's a 12-point plan that has been developed to address community police relationships and trust. It was developed in 2015 with input from the Urban League, the NAACP, Link, and started to be put into action. So one of the things that we're asking for is for a community meeting with the police chief and the broader community to give a report out of the progress on those 12 points, which include things like body cams, which has happened, and other things like diversifying hiring practices and bias training and a study of racial profiling and as it relates to traffic stops. And so some of those things are in progress. And there's still a lot of work to do on a lot of those different things. So we want to hear from the police chief in a public meeting how they are doing on these things and what their plans are for next steps to make sure that things are happening, to receive feedback from the community on how they're doing and if the community feels that's good enough.
Allison Kohlberg's the executive director with the MICA Center, a faith-based community justice organization in Grand Rapids. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Allison.
Thank you, Cynthia.